Praise the Lord. It's time for all of us to go to before God in prayer. There is something about praying, and prayer changes things. A prayerful church is a powerful church. Amen. So if you are able, I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet and just find somebody next to you. Hold their hands. The Bible talks about prayer of agreement. The Word of God says, two shall agree concerning anything, it shall be done of our Father which is in heaven. So you have somebody to agree with this morning. Amen. And the Bible says, if you ask anything in my name, Jesus said, I will do it. Ain't that something? It's amazing that we've not been asking. Today we want to pray Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. Just one verse. And that scripture says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Is that what the word said? That what we're going to pray? We're going to agree with the word of God. The Bible also says, every tongue that rise against us, we need to condemn them. What we've been doing, we just whine and complain about them. We fail to condemn them. So we're going to get in line with the scripture from now on. Amen. All minds clear as to what we are praying about. Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are so grateful for another beautiful day. According to your word, this is the day the Lord has made it. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you that the blood is flowing in our veins. Thank you, oh God, for our health and strength. Thank you just to be in the land of the living. We say thank you. Many people are dead in their grave, but here we are. We are not better, but your grace and mercy woke us up this morning. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for our health. Thank you for our strength. Thank you for our homes. Thank you for our families. Lord, we sure thank you for our children. Thank you for our children's children. Thank you for all the miracles, all the blessings. Thank you for your faithfulness, O God. Thank you for your goodness, O God. Thank you for your mercy, O God. Your mercy is new every morning. We thank you for new mercy this morning. Father God, we recognize that we make mistakes. We recognize from time to time we screw up. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask for your forgiveness this morning. For your word said, if we confess our sins, you are faithful. You are just to forgive us all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, we thank you for our forgiveness this morning. Not only do we know we are now forgiven, we can come boldly before thy throne of grace. Thank you, O God, for the opportunity to talk to our Father this morning. Our Father and our God, you said loud and clear, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We tap into that anointing right now. We serve notice on every demons in this community. No weapon form or fashion against us, it shall not prosper. And today we condemn every tongue that says no to our destiny. We condemn every tongue that says no to our dreams. We condemn every tongue that says no to our prosperity. We condemn every tongue that is lying upon us. Every lying tongue, every lying spirit, we come against every lying spirit this morning. We decree and declare we are free of oppression. We are free of curses. We are free of condemnation. Lord, we thank you that we are blessed. Blessing the city, blessing the field, blessed coming in, blessed going out. Abraham's blessings are ours. Lord, we thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit, have your way in our midst this morning. Do what no other man can do. Touch us right now. Heal us right now. Deliver us right now. Have your way in this congregation. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. Open your mouth, shout amen. Open your mouth, shout amen. If you are in agreement, give God the glory, shout amen. It is so. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. It's now time for us to honor God with our giving. Anybody excited about giving this morning? What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Please permit me to give you a tip. I always want to remind God's people how to prosper. Many years ago, the Holy Spirit told me there's a spirit of poverty in our community, and you have to deal with that. You cannot expect people to give when they are struggling. So from time to time, I come in here to remind you how you and me can prosper. Some of what we have told you is to remember to honor God with a tenth of your earnings. Somebody shout, I got it. So now it's up to you. If you want to stay struggling, or you want God to open the windows of heaven and pour out his blessings, that there will not be enough room for you to receive. I also shared with you from time to time, the way you get blessed is to make sure you give in love. If your giving is not premised on love, you're just making a donation. We also reminded you have to be cheerful in your giving. God don't like people that whine and moan and complain and murmur. God loves what kind of giver? Amen. Now today I want to add to that list. I discovered a secret few years ago that set me in the path of prosperity. And the Bible simply says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 27, he said, anyone that learns to consider the poor, that person would never lack. I just give you a secret today that you will never lack again. It's up to you to go cash that check. Anyone, the Bible says, that will consider the poor will never lack. You know how I discovered that? I was praying to God. I was wondering how Africa is so rich and yet so poor. They have everything. the gold, silver, diamond, oil, any mineral that the world has is located in that continent. So it doesn't make sense to me that a continent can be so bled and yet so poor. And the Lord revealed to me what was missing, that they are lacking charity. And then I came to America, I found the same spirit among my people. I'm talking to black folks, now I know I have white members. Give me a few seconds. You can go to the restroom while I talk to my people. If you don't learn to help those who are in need, you will stay poor. The Bible is so clear. Anyone that will consider the poor, that's right, brother, that person will never lack for the rest of his life. The biggest fight in my own home is that I give too much. But I know something they don't know. They're all living off of my prosperity. The secret, ladies and gentlemen, you got to give. Job explained it in Job chapter 29, verse 12. They were asking Job, how did you become the richest? He said, I helped the poor. I gave to those who are in need. I was there for the homeless. Even Jesus said, on the day many people will stand before him and he will say, I don't know you. Why, Lord, I was in the choir. I pastored a church for decades. But Jesus will say, when I was hungry, am I still in the book? You did not feed me. When I was naked, you see, we set ourselves up for poverty. We set ourselves up for struggle. Can I tell you a little secret about your country, USA? It's not the most perfect nation in the world. US has a lot of fault, but no one can curse this country. You know why? Because charity, they give. As bad as they are, they learn to give. If there's a problem in Haiti today, they're there. If there's a problem in Japan, they're there. America will even give to its enemies. Charity is the key to your prosperity. You want to know why Abraham was so rich? The Bible said he will be a blessing to nations. The only reason why God wants to prosper you is so you can be a blessing to somebody else. If your goal is just to get prosperity so you can eat, so you can go to Motel 6, you will never make it. I'm talking to you in love. When I say I see you at the top, I found the way, you know, Dr. King said, I've been to the mountaintop. I've seen the promised land. There is a formula to be blessed and stay blessed. The Bible said the liberal soul will be fat. Make sure you read your Bible. Be a giver. Change your thinking from Lord bless me to Lord how can I be a blessing? Change your thinking from give me to I'm ready to give to somebody. When you change your thinking and line up with the word of God, then blessings begin to flow. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. God is looking for somebody that he can use to prosper the nation. You may well be that person. Charity is your key. All minds clear? Tell your neighbor, I am a giver. Now, if you're lying, God forgive you. But you can start today. I told those Africans, until they change and begin to be charitable, they will continue to struggle. God loves people that gives. He gives seed to those who sow. The Bible is not complicated. You're not going to make it just by working. It is the blessing of the Lord that will make you rich and add no sorrow to you. See, I got it. Now let's pray. Lord, we thank you for understanding. Thank you that this house is full of givers. Lord, I thank you that wealth is in our home. I thank you, oh God, that there be no spirit of lack in this house. I thank you that you will use this house. I'm believing God for the day when this church will have a foundation just to feed everybody in Central Louisiana. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. The ushers are coming. The choir will minister. Let's give. It out for them, he will work it out for you. Amen, somebody. Please let me mention to you that the homegoing of Mr. DeJuan Ray Johnson, who is father of some of the little kids in this house, it will be tomorrow at Rose of Sharon. Mr. Johnson is not a member, but he is father to some of the young people that sing in the choir for us. So as many of you as can go and support these young people, we will appreciate it. One of them is named Anea. Another one is named Aaliyah. These are kids that are very active in our church, and we just want to go and support them and encourage these young people. Tomorrow at the church, Rose of Sharon, at 11 a.m. All minds clear? Will you please stand with me as we read the word of God? I want to say thank you again to all of our guests. We appreciate everyone. Thank you, ministers of the gospel, Pastor Jones, Pastor Edison. We appreciate all of our associate ministers. We are grateful for your ministry. Today I'm going to be sharing with you something very, very important. So I encourage you to please pay attention. Amen. Open your Bible to the book of Psalms 107, verse number 20. Book of Psalms 107, verse 20. The Bible said, talking about God, God sent his word and healed the people. And he also delivered them from their destruction. Let's pray. Father, we are grateful for the word. Holy Spirit, thank you for the word of God. Now we need your help to understand it, to comprehend it, and to apply it to our situation. Help our hearing this morning. Lord, I pray that no one will leave this house defeated again. I thank you that your healing virtue will flow freely without any interruption. I thank you for the anointing to proclaim the gospel, the anointing to hear the gospel, the anointing to prosper from the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Today I'm going to be talking to you about how to receive your healing. How to receive what? Healing. Permit me to take you behind the scene to share with you why the Holy Spirit is leading me to teach on this. Number one, I became sick. Many of you didn't know it, but I began to have pain in my legs. So I went to the doctor and they told me, they did what we call a diagnosis of my problem. So as I stand before you, I am preaching to my own self. And I'm going to receive my own healing. Now, if you're here and you're suffering from any illness, you're the one that God sent me to. If you're here today and you are on any medication, you're the one that God sent me to. Some people are used to being sick. They are coping with it. They've adjusted their whole life. But the Lord sent me to tell you there is a way out of sickness. Maybe you, like me, you've been to the doctor and you have a diagnosis. And they told you, this is what's wrong with you. That's why I told you my story, so that you know this is serious business. The Spirit of God is letting me know that God is still in the healing business. But the people of God refuse to receive it. So my assignment today is to show you and me how to obtain, how to receive our healing. Let me start out with some good news. The good news is that everybody believes in healing. If you don't believe in healing, you won't be here. We sing about healing. The choir just said, Jesus can work it out. So we all believe in the power of God to do great things in our lives. What is missing, we don't know how. The choir didn't tell you that. Many preachers didn't tell you that. So my assignment this morning is to show you and me how to receive our healing. Ladies and gentlemen, the first thing you need to know is where your sickness came from. Ladies and gentlemen, sicknesses come not from God. I had to have an encounter with God. I said, look, I'm doing your work. If I cannot stand, I cannot preach your word. Some preachers, they sit down. I said, no, I don't want to sit down. I told God that. I want to be able to walk. I want to be able to tell the people I'm an excitable preacher. I don't want to slow down. And then the Lord said, then receive your healing. And that's why when the Holy Spirit began to walk me through this reality, the first thing you need to know, sickness comes from the devil. Amen. Let me prove that to you. In the book of Luke, chapter 13, verse 16, the Bible said, Jesus, you know the story, Jesus healed somebody on Sabbath. And then critics began to talk. They say, that was wrong. You're not supposed to work on Sabbath. And notice Jesus' response in that verse. Jesus said, yes, I healed this woman because this woman is the daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound for 18 years. Who bound this woman? Jesus is making it very clear. Whenever you are sick, who did it? The devil. His name is Satan. Ladies and gentlemen, again you see in the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 38, the Bible says, God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all those who are oppressed by who? So who brings sicknesses? Talk to me, church. Where does this sickness come from? You need to settle that in your spirit. Whatever you're dealing with right now, it came from the devil. Amen. Then you read in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10. The Bible says, it is the thief who comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So who comes to kill us? Who comes to steal from us? Who comes to destroy us? Settle that in your spirit, man. The Holy Spirit had to remind me over and over again. Josh, what you are dealing with is not from God. Sicknesses and disease are oppressions of the devil. Then the second thing you need to know, trying to help somebody today, you can stay sick if you want to. But I'm getting free. And my conscience will be free because I told you my story. I told you, I exposed my own self. You will never know if I don't tell you. The second thing you need to know is that it is God's will for you and me to be healed. Many of you believe that it is God's will for you to be saved, but you never get it, that it is God's will for you to be healed. Your religion brings you up to things where maybe God will heal me, maybe he won't. You even will say in your vocabulary, if God will. It's an insult to God when God already said it is his will to heal. How do we know it is his will to heal? In the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 17, that man of God was quoting prophet Isaiah. And he reminded all of us that prophet Isaiah had spoken. What did the prophet say? He said, himself took our infirmities and bear our sickness. He's talking about Jesus. If Jesus took your infirmities, why are you carrying it around? If Jesus bare all of our sicknesses, why are you still sick? What is missing is a lack of understanding. Today, God is going to deliver all of us. Say amen to that. Amen. Think about it. If Jesus took it, we have no business carrying it around. Am I right about it? You remember again in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 5, the Bible said he was wounded for our transgression. Am I still in the book? He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes, we are healed. Is that still in the book? So you need to know in your knowing that is the will of God for you to be healed. In fact, in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, the Bible says, by his stripes you were healed. You're right, my sister. It's already done. So open your mind and declare right now, by his stripes, I am healed. Say like you mean it. By his stripes, I am healed. Tell your neighbor, my healing is already done. Say louder, my healing is already done. Somebody shout hallelujah. So we've established that sickness comes from who? The devil. And we've established that God's will is for you and me to be healed. Now we need to know how he does it. That's my assignment today. The professor in me say, break it down. You do it every day. Why not teach God's people to be free? You need to know, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to healing, in the Old Testament, the Bible said what I just read to you. He sent his word and healed the people. That's how he does it. The way God healed people in the Old Testament, he is simply sent his word. By the way, the words were sent through the prophets. And you are still here. So if you are not healed, you miss the word. If you're not healed, you've not been listening to the word. If you're not healed, you fail to obey the word. Because the way God will heal you, he will send his word. And he healed the people. Then how about in the New Testament? Amazingly, the way God healed people in the New Testament is very much the same thing as in the Old Testament. He will send his word. He sent his word and healed. Now, here is a little trick you need to be aware of. How did God send his word in the New Testament? I told you in the Old Testament, he used the prophets. But in the New Testament, what you will find out from John chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Talking about Jesus, you keep on reading, then you will say in verse 14, he came to his own. His own receive him not. But as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become sons and daughters of God. Here is the lesson, church. In the Old Testament, he used prophets to declare the word. In the New Testament, he sent his own son, who is the word. Don't miss it, church. Don't miss it now. Today I don't come to impress nobody. I'm sick and tired of getting calls. I'm sick. I'm going to the hospital. We need to know how to receive our healing from the pulpit to the pews. In the New Testament, he sent his son. His son is the word. So in the Old Testament, we have the written word. In the New Testament, we have what? The living word is still the word. Are you all still here this morning? So when the living word showed up, he went about doing good, healing everyone that is oppressed of the devil. Please take note that Jesus Christ is the living word. So God gave us the written word to understand the living word. Are you all still here this morning? You cannot separate the written word from the living word. That's why I said he gave us the written word so that we can understand the living word. Amen. Amen. So it is the written word that tell us about the living word. That is why we read to you in the book of Isaiah chapter 53 verse 4 that says himself, talking about Jesus, bear our infirmities and carried our sickness. So the written word is talking about the living word. That is why Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5 says, he was wounded. Who is he? The living word, Jesus. He was wounded for our transgression. Jesus was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Jesus. And when he was whooped, when he was striped, by his stripe, we're healed. So you see how the written word is helping us to understand the living word. Tell somebody I got it. Now, I got to point this out to everybody who wants to be healed. I want to save you some money. Hallelujah. There are three ways that any human being can be healed. How many ways? You need to know that. Number one, you can be healed naturally, physically. Your body is made to heal itself. Naturally, you are made to be healed. I don't know about you. I broke my nose and it healed. One time I damaged my eyes and the doctor said the eyes will grow new veins. So naturally, you are made to heal. Have you ever had wound? Guess what? Eventually, the body will heal itself for the most part. So one way we get healed is naturally. Say, I got it. Then there's another type of healing that is done mentally. There are many people in this world who are Christian scientists. Guess what they do? They pursue healing through metaphysics. They believe if they can get your mind to receive that you are healed, then your body will conform with what's going on in your head. You see? But I got to tell you, there's a third way to be healed. And that is through your spirit. Now, here's what you need to know. God don't heal people through the natural means. He doesn't heal people through the mental means. He is not a Christian scientist. God heals through the spirit. You need to get that in your spirit. Why does God heal through the spirit? Because God himself is a spirit. You see how simple it is? How do I know? The Bible said in John chapter 4, verse 24, God is a spirit. Are you still here? So God's method is not through your senses, it's not through nature, it is in the spirit. When he heals you in the spirit, then it will manifest in the physical. The problem with many Christians, they don't know how to receive healing. They are too busy trying to get healed in the natural. So they never get healed from God. The Bible said the spirit of our man is the channel, is the conduit of the Lord. So he wants to communicate to you. He wants to heal you through your spirit. Spirit to spirit. Because 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23 says, you yourself, you're a spirit being. You are a spirit. You live in a body and you possess a soul. So when God gets ready to bless you, guess what he does? The Spirit of God will communicate to your spirit and heal your spirit. And once your spirit receives the healing, it's got to manifest in your body. Yes, you got the physical body. And yes, you got your mental. But don't forget your spirit. How did I know you got the physical? Romans chapter 12 verse 1 says, I beseech you by the mercy of God that you present your body. So I know you got a body. Verse 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing your mind. So I know you got a mind. And 1 Thessalonians say, let your spirit. So I know you got a spirit. So you're a spirit being. So God wants to communicate to you directly. God is a spirit, and he wants to communicate to you as spirit man. And if you can receive your healing through the spirit, it will manifest in the flesh. Amen, somebody. God contacts you through your spirit. Please take note, you can be contacted through all those three aspects of you. But I'm saying God don't use that. Like I can contact you in the natural, in the physical. I walked to Pastor Jovian this morning. I say, how you doing, Pastor? And I shook his hand. That is, I contact him in the physical. He got up and shook my hand. So that's physical contact. God don't do that. Because God is not a flesh. I can contact you also mentally. That's what I do for a living. Every day I go to the classroom. A bunch of people are sitting down. And then I try to contact them through their mind. I don't shake their hand. I don't mess with their spirit. I mess with their mind. That's why they call me Professor Josh. I'm trying to download something in their mind. But God don't talk to mind because God is not a mind. God is a spirit. So the way he communicates to you is through your spirit. Now you see why many of you have been praying and never get answer to your prayer. Because you are trying to receive from God through the wrong channel. If you want to watch sport, you got to go to the sport channel. If you want to watch black folks on TV, you better find BET. If you want to communicate with God, you better turn on your spirit. Say, I got it. Ladies and gentlemen, God communicates through your spirit, and God heals through your spirit. So if you want God to heal you, your spirit must be in tune with God's spirit. That's how you get healed. In short, healing starts on the inside. That's all I've been trying to explain to you all morning. Your healing starts where? On the inside. And then it works on the outside. Amazingly, the choir have been singing it. But it's one thing to sing it. It's another thing to understand what you are singing. Something on the inside. It works on the outside. What a change. If you really want God to heal you, that's how it works. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you some examples so that you know how real this thing is. When you receive something on the inside, it's just a matter of time. It got to show up on the outside. As I'm standing before you right now, there are some things on the inside of me. Now, my body is telling me you don't have it. That's what my body is telling me. George, don't do that. You don't have it. I went to my doctor, Dr. Rice. I give you his name. So in case some of you Pharisees want to know. He asked me, how did you get here? I said, I walked. How do you expect me to get here? You want me to fly? No, he said, you are not supposed to be able to walk. He said, I did the test. This is what the test tells me. And I have to explain to him, I walk because on the inside of me, my spirit tells me I can walk. So sometimes you have to receive something in the spirit, and it takes a while before your body catch on to it. Are you understanding this? I remember 27, 28 years ago when this church was looking for a pastor. The church has not made a decision. But in my spirit, I am the new pastor. Sometimes in the physical will catch on later. God is my witness. I went to the Baptist building and introduced myself as the new pastor of Zion Hill, and the church has not footed. Can you handle the power of your spirit, man? You know why my wife said, Because she was there. She knew. Don't wait till the battle is over. You can shout now. And until you receive it in your spirit, it will not manifest. I'm trying to help church folks to receive from God. You are praying, but you are trying to receive in the physical, in the natural, what you have not received in the spirit. And you find yourself still waiting. Let me give you another example. The Bible is so simple. It was time for me to come to the United States. That's 40-something years ago. I didn't have no money. I didn't know nobody. And then the school that accepted me, Grand Canyon University in Phoenix, Arizona, they told me, you have to pay a whole year tuition, then we will send you a visa. That's how the system works. They're not trying to hate on me. So I understand the rule. But guess what? In my spirit, I see myself in the U.S. I see myself walking the street. I see myself in the dormitory. I begin to pack my baggages. I have no dime to my name. But in my spirit, trying to show you how you get here is the spirit. I'm trying to help you. You see this building you're sitting on? Rev is laughing because he was there. We had no money. Hello, Central Louisiana. We went to the banks. Now they want to kiss my kid. You, thank you, my sister. They said, no money. You don't qualify for a loan. We don't give Negro child millions of dollars. No Negro child gets millions. But in my spirit, trying to show you how you get healed. You won't believe it. I led the church. The reason why this church is getting blessed, I have a bunch of people that really believe in following their leader. I had a head deacon. His name is Willie Howard. He told me, if you hear from God, I'm with you 100%. We broke the ground. Are you listening to me? We not long. You know why? It's not because I'm crazy, but something on the inside. If you can allow God to do an inside job in you, what you're believing God will manifest on the outside. Tell somebody, I got it. I don't know about you, there are times that I don't have money to take care of some business. But in my spirit, I got it. I hope I don't get in trouble with my wife. The house I live in right now, I didn't have the money. My wife knows we don't have the money. But I said, bring me the paper. She's looking at me and say, Negro, are you out of your mind? But in my spirit, is the spirit. Is the spirit, is the spirit. One preacher put it this way, there was famine in the land. I'm trying to help somebody. Everybody's starving. No food, no rain. And the preacher said, in my spirit, I hear the sound of not just rain, abundance of rain. Abundance of rain. Everybody's freaking out. But he said it's fixing to rain. So the question for you this morning, if you need healing, I don't know what pills you're on. I don't have your doctor's report. I told you my own doctor's report because I live in a glass cup. For the sake of Christ, nothing is personal to me anymore. I want you to receive this thing. Allow your spirit to connect with God. Allow God to do an inside job. It starts in the spirit and then it manifests in the natural. See, I got it. Let me mention this to you, that the life's most powerful force is in the spirit, not in the physical. What you see in the physical is only temporal. It is what is in the spirit that will last forever. So now that you know how God heals, then I want to show you how you activate your spirit. See, I'm taking my time. Because I'm talking to people like me who wants to be healed. I don't want to be walking funny. No, the devil is alive. I want to walk straight. I want to be able to jump. I want to be able to go wherever I want to go, whenever I want to go. How do you turn on your spirit? Do you know you can have something and it's off? I'm laughing at my own self now. See, I had so many features on my cell phone, and I noticed it's not working. So I have to contact one of my children and say, baby, something is not right with this phone. I went to the phone company. I asked for the best iPhone they got. They sold me. They charged me over $1,000. Some of you can relate to that. But something ain't right. And my daughter looked at me and feel sorry for me. He said, Daddy, there's nothing wrong with your phone. You got to turn it on. I don't mean to insult nobody here. I'm roasting my own self today. Here with me with a terminal degree. 4 professional degrees and won't turn on the apps. It takes my daughter seconds. And once you go there, and all of a sudden my phone came alive. So just for a few minutes left, I want to show you how you can turn on your spirit. You got a spirit. You are made in the image of God. But many of our spirits are turned off. We cannot receive healing. So how do we turn our spirit on? I'm glad you asked. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus gave us the clue. Every time somebody gets healed, every time somebody is about to get healed, every time somebody is in front of him desiring to be healed, Jesus will say, according to your what? That's what you need to activate your spirit. Jesus will say, be it unto you. He will say, thy faith make you whole. So guess what's missing? Faith. Many of you here under the sound of my voice, you got what you need. To every man is given the measure of faith, but it's not turned on. To activate, Jesus demanded that faith must be turned on. And you know the amazing thing about faith? Your faith is born of the Spirit. What is faith? Just for the sake of time, faith is simply action. What did I call it? Action on what? The Word of God. You see how simple the Bible is? Faith is an act. Let me say that again. Faith is an act. Let me say that again. Faith is an act. It's your action upon the Word of God. One of my friends, my fellow professor Andy McGee, called me one day and said, look, I'm here somewhere and I saw some things. I believe you need it. I'm getting one too. I need some money. Put this money in my account. And guess what I did? I never saw those things. I'm not there with him. But at his word, I send the money. Action. I acted on his word. You see, this woman of God, you'll call her first lady. She's my wife. You know why she's my wife? Because she acted on my word. I'm here in America. She's in Africa. Everybody is telling her, true story, that you're wasting your time. The Negro is gone. He's in America. He then married a black American beautiful woman. He got 4 children. And you're an idiot. True story. And then she called me over and over again. This is what I heard. This is the rumor. This is the report. I say, I gave you. And I say, it's up to you, young lady. You can wait or you can fly the heights. Guess what she did, Raven? She waited. Today, sister girl. Sister girl is blessed. She does not have to do a thing other than just wake up and look pretty. I'm trying to teach you how to activate your spirit. Think about it. If she will act on a word of a man, how much more the creator of heaven and earth? You know what's missing, church? God is speaking, but we refuse to act upon his word. Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him body is worth just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. You got to get to the point that you know, Jesus, Jesus, I trust you. Oh, I learn to trust you more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust you more. Everybody stand to your feet. If you're here this morning and you need healing, see, I tell you my story. I was actually going to bring a little box they gave to me where they put all the pills. they call it pills box, whatever, I don't know. Thank you, Pastor. I say, do you want me to be running a pharmacy in my home? But I hear the Spirit say, turn on your spirit. You got a spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is going to and fro throughout the whole world, looking, searching to do mighty things in somebody's life. But until that app called the Spirit is turned on, you cannot receive from God. If you're here today and you say, Pastor, yes, I need healing. It's not just you. Or you're here today and say, I have an appointment. See, you're the one God sent me to. Find your way to the altar. Amazing thing, a son in my home. I have people who believe in natural healing. They're my children. They work in the science department. and we always have this argument. There's nothing wrong with doctors. I have nothing against the nurses. I have nothing against the hospital. But if God can heal me, when God heals, you don't have to worry about the next appointment. Hallelujah. Please permit me to say this. Sometimes your healing is instant because some people, they can turn on that app just like that. But there are some people like me. I grew up a Baptist boy. I was not trained to activate my spirit. They just told me, wait on the Lord. Wait on it. They never showed me how to wait. For people like me, it takes a little longer. So never, never get discouraged. Maybe you're just starting that process of turning on your spirit man today. You know what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23? He said, hold fast to your profession of faith without wavering. God is faithful. He will walk with you. Some of you before this altar, maybe you are now 80% on in your spirit, man. But there are people who are only 20. There are people who are only 5. God will meet you exactly where you are. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I want to believe God with you. So he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. And always knowing you're knowing, the delay is not on God. Your spirit is getting turned on. Your spirit is learning to act upon what God said. And be patient. Be patient. Just keep on with it. Just keep on with it. I know God is able to heal. I know God is able to heal. I know God is able to heal. And just keep on believing. Just keep on. Yes, even in your doctor's office, the next appointment, yes, I'm here, but in my spirit. Lift your hands towards heaven. Father God, we thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you for the healing anointing. You said in all you're getting, get understanding. Oh, I thank you. Thank you for a willing heart. Thank you for people who are willing to go all the way with Jesus. The blind man received his sight. The lame begin to walk. The dead are raised back to life. You've proven yourself over and over and over again. And you said in your word, if we can believe, all things are possible. Lord, we pray this morning that you help our unbelief. You know where we are in our faith walk. Even me, Lord. Let this be our testimony to this world that our God is a healer. Your name is Jehovah Rapha. You did it yesterday, you can do it again. Lord, I thank you for touching our bodies right now. I thank you, oh God, for healing your people this morning. Let that healing anointing flow freely, unhindered, without any interruption in this house. David said, a dead man cannot praise you. Lord, I speak life into our body this morning. I speak life into our condition this morning. I speak life into our situation this morning. I cover your people, even me, Lord. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for our healing. We're not going to wait until the battle is over. We're going to shout now. Thank you for our healing, Lord. Thank you for healing our body. Thank you for making our way out of no way. Thank you for answered prayer, Lord. Thank you for deliverance. It is so. In Jesus' name. Open your mouth, shout amen. Amen. Open your mouth, shout amen. Amen. Your amen is still under construction. If you believe you receive, shout amen. Shout amen. Shout amen. Shout amen. Shout amen. Thank you for being in church this morning. Thank you for your willingness to study the word of God with me. And thank you for your faith. Let's just keep on believing God. He who started the good work in you, he is able to finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. If anybody is here today looking for a church home, will you please make sure that you see Pastor and his wife? Before you leave this morning, I don't want to assume that everybody knows the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's something we call a prayer of salvation. Pastor, will you please come up? I want all of us to pray this prayer. You know, I just don't want your body healed. I want your soul saved. So that when we all get to heaven, I can look at you. Hey, boo, you are here. Hey, sister, you made it. That's the will of God for all of us. Pastor.
Amen. Even online, every head bow, every eye closed. Simple prayer, repeat after me. Say, Father God, forgive me of my sins. I ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart and be Lord of my life. I confess with my mouth Jesus as Lord. And I believe in all my heart God raised Jesus from the dead. And on the confession of my faith, the Bible declares I'm saved. Thank you, Lord, for saving me in Jesus' name. Come on, clap your hands. Somebody gave their heart to the Lord. The Word of God teaches us that Jesus baptizes us in the Holy Ghost. I need you to say, Jesus, fill me to overflowing with the Holy Spirit. I have it now. I receive it now. It's mine. Not a devil in hell can stop me from receiving. Thank you, Lord, for filling me with the Holy Ghost. Come on, take a deep breath. The Bible says the Spirit of God is a breath. Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands and tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah. Lift your hand toward heaven. Father, every hand lifted unto you, we loose your angels to be encamped around us to keep us from all harm and danger. I plead the blood of Jesus over us. I thank you, Father God, no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. I speak the blessing of God over you and your household in Jesus' name. Come on, clap your hands and tell the Lord thank you.